It's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for June 27th of 2025. As of this recording, a proposal to allow voters to decide if the state will tax rich Michiganders to help pay for public schools is in front of the State Board of Canvassers. If the language is okayed by the board, then volunteers for the movement known as Invest in My Kids would head out to collect the 600,000 signatures needed to put the proposal on the 2026 ballot. As MAGA Michigan House Republicans are currently trying to rip away funding for public schools and funnel that money to their rich donor base, as well as unconstitutionally directing it to private institutions, a proposal like this is just what the doctor ordered for these times. So here's what's in the potential ballot proposal. It would amend and change the state's constitution from its current 4.25% flat tax rate to a 5% surcharge on incomes over $500,000 for single filers and $1 million for joint filers. And according to the latest numbers, that's just under 6% of the state, one out of every 17 Michiganders. So this would eventually lead to the ending of the huge failure that has been Michigan's flat tax. It means that billionaires like developer Dan Gilbert or the billionaire DeVos family would have to ante up just a little bit more, but I think they'd still have just enough money left over to have at least one meal a day. Currently, Dan Gilbert and Betsy DeVos pay that same 4.25% flat tax rate as I do, as you do, and teachers do, and everyone else does. It's a regressive tax for us, not so much for the rich. Michigan schools have been underfunded for years, and the coalition pushing for this initiative, again known as Invest in My Kids, estimates that the state's public schools will be underfunded by the billions. And don't forget, there was that Michigan State University study from 2019 that revealed how K-12 public school funding declined by 30% between 2002 and 2015, and per pupil, the decline was 22%. Also, state support for at-risk students plunged by 60%, and that's according to Michigan Public Radio. Oh, and what did those researchers point to as the main cause for the plunging of all those education dollars? Yes, your first guess was correct. Tax cuts! Now, Michigan Advance recently reminded us how younger students in the state have some of the lowest reading scores in the country since the pandemic. And oh, listen to this as reported from Anna Liz Nichols. She says, in that same 2025 report from EdTrust Midwest, which is a Michigan-based education advocacy nonprofit group, it noted that Michigan ranked among the worst states in the country for funding for educational success of low-income students. And it ought to be noted, everyone, that in the MAGA Michigan House Republican Education budget, funding for low-income students or at-risk students remains the same as last year. Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer proposed a $40-plus million increase. Also, Republicans are cutting free school meals and rural transportation equity in their education budget. Remember, though, they're the party of the working class. And why did Republicans do this? To appease their billionaire benefactor, Betsy DeVos, who's devoted her entire life to ending public schools. So this potential ballot proposal to raise taxes on Betsy and her elite and out-of-touch oligarchy friends would fix a major problem that has existed in Michigan for years. And don't forget, which was exacerbated during the Republican Rick Snyder years when MAGA Republicans had full control of the government. And what I find amazing is that after setting everything on fire, these same people have the gall to act outraged as to why kids fell behind. But that was always the goal. Starve the beast and then kill it, put it out of its misery, and then all the money goes to private schools and their overseers. What a racket. At a time when Americans are fed up watching the oligarchy steal from the working class and continue to live by different rules in which they've never been held accountable, gutting the flat tax now in Michigan is a recipe for success. Progressive populism is the answer, and this potential proposal would win in a landslide thanks to strong working class support. And MAGA Michigan Republicans know that to be true. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on Blue Sky, Facebook, the Gram, and Twitter. Subscribe to the show on YouTube and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast wherever you're listening. Go Tigers and take the battle to them.